And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us. It's the Thursday edition of It's Your Turn. We're moving toward the end of the week and the weekend, and we're moving well into October now. 2 weeks from today is Halloween, last day of October. We're going to talk a little bit about some scary stuff here in a moment or so. Later on the program today, we're going to be chatting with Bill Davis, author Bill Davis. I haven't talked with him for a while. And also another local author, Ron Kaiser, because a gathering of authors is coming up next week, I believe, here in Western Pennsylvania. So we'll talk about that with Bill Davis and Ron a little bit later. First, though, we welcome Dr. Stu Sierkowski, chiropractor with a practice here in the Butler area, and he's here to talk about the second annual Ghosts and Giggles event. Dr. Stu, good to see you.
Good morning, Dave.
We were talking when you came in about, I had mentioned, a little nasty out there, a little bit of a raw day, and you put it all in perspective, saying, you know, from Farm Show Week until just a couple of weeks ago, we had a pretty incredible stretch of weather, and we did.
It's been beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous. So I guess we are kind of overdue for this, aren't we?
I think it's time to see a little brisk change. Here it comes.
It's still a little nerve-wracking when it hits, though, especially with the wind and the wet and everything else.
Absolutely.
Well, tell us about the Ghosts and Giggles event. First of all, what is this? What's it all about?
Ghosts and Giggles is a funny fundraiser event that we started last year through the AM Rotary. And what we're doing is raising funds to help save the playground at Butler Memorial Park.
And there has been work that's already begun on this, right?
Sure. Last year we did phase one of three phases. Mm-hmm. So phase one included a large piece of equipment, along with, in the process, some painting and refurbishing of some equipment, removal of some, and actually installing some concrete walkways. This year we just completed the end of September, phase two, which was several, actually, pieces of the equipment. And phase three, which is to come, obviously, it's really a fundraiser from that perspective for future. We'll earmark some of the monies for repairs and maintenance, for a board of identification for contributors, mm-hmm. as well as some benches and some maintenance items that will be on the list to, we'll say, tie up the loose ends. But that would be phase three.
Where exactly Memorial Park is a long park? Is it like halfway back? Is it near the football field? Where is it?
Well, it's past the football field, actually, near the Miller Shelter.
Okay.
And what we had found several years ago, the Rotary looked at it, as we had in the past, for the need, especially where it comes to children and children with disabilities, that this had been sort of let go, a little dilapidated and aged. Mm-hmm. And what happened was we saw it as an opportunity, much like we did at the Alameda Special Kids Zone years ago, that this needed attention. We certainly don't advocate children sitting idle. You know, idle hands, unfortunately, are the devil's playground and such. But
I've heard that.
Yeah, absolutely. So such to that end, we endeavored to start raising funds to save the playground.
Mm-hmm. Rotarians have done this in a number of different places here in the Butler area. The first one was what I think most people refer to as the Purple Playground at Alameda Park. And it was the first playground that I knew of that had special apparatus and accommodations so that even kids with disabilities, with physical disabilities, could enjoy it.
Well, that Purple Playground has gotten state notoriety. It was one of the first, sort of the brainchild of Dick Musco, if you know that gentleman, kind
of
brought it to the mm-hmm. attention of our group. Years ago, the Rotary picked up on that project because it was something that was in need. They had already established a playground there before, However, what was lacking was the usefulness for children who have disabilities or some, you know, impediments that made them so they couldn't share and use and enjoy that playground. So we took it upon ourselves, and as a sort of a group of one, a committee of all in the service organization of Rotary, the AM Rotary took it upon themselves to establish the special kid zone at the Purple Park at Alameda.
Rotarians have also been involved with renovating the Institute Hill Playground in the city of Butler, Rotary Park, so named after the Rotary fixed that up. And now a magnificent project in Butler Memorial Park. So this is a fundraiser for that. The proceeds from this upcoming event will go toward finishing off that renovation project in Memorial Park.
It sure will, and we're looking forward to it. The date of the event is Saturday, October 26th, so a little over a week away. And it's a BYOB over 21 event, and I'll add that it's a PG-13 comedy fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So all adults are to hopefully come and relax and enjoy the evening. And food, refreshments are included, the appetizers, dinner buffet. The food last year was fantastic. Simply Catered had brought that to us. And it turned out to be an event that after we concluded, I was called several times by individuals saying, you are going to do that next year simply because the event was so fun. The comedians that came last year had us rolling in the aisles, literally, and they play off the audience. Folks this year that are coming, Tom Anzalone, his background, quite frankly, is he had sung opera before and had also had appearances in musicals. So this gentleman sings a lot of comedy.
Yeah.
So spoofs on like Michael Jackson and Bruce Springsteen and the like. This gentleman is known as the international musical comedian. So he brings a lighter air to the fun evening event. The other person that I need to mention, or there's actually two more, but Jamie Ward is the feature, and he is a U.S. Army veteran who had also appeared on Laps on Fox and Sirius and XM satellite radio and performed on USMC bases, much like a gentleman that some will remember named Bob Hope. Had gone around and done some of that in years past for, hey, listen, laughter, if laughter is what you're after, these people provide it, and it is a way to reduce stress and just relax. And we need something here in Butler that's a little on the lighter air, I thought, and that's what sort of stemmed the origins of this.
And you said there's another individual who's also on the bill?
Absolutely. This gentleman, David Kay, has been seen on ABC, but he has done everything from comedy shows for corporations to comedy shows in the comedian central locations. He's done everything. This gentleman is the host, and he will provide some additional comedy, but also help the evening continue to proceed, along with some of the opportunities to folks to maybe contribute to the event.
Mm-hmm. Most people are familiar with stand-up comedians only by seeing them on TV. Now, there are not a whole lot of people that have seen live in-person stand-up comedians.
No, and this is that opportunity. You don't have to drive very far, Dave. You're right here in Butler. You don't have to drive through Pittsburgh, which I frequently cringe when I have to go through some areas. And the big picture is that no parking costs. Otherwise, it's just an evening out where you can sit down, relax, enjoy yourself, have a few laughs with friends, and hopefully maybe even maybe win one of the drawings.
And you don't have that drive through Pittsburgh late at night coming home either.
No, and that is, last time I went, I was invited to one down the waterfront, and quite honestly, it was sort of a circumstance where it wasn't PG-13, I can say that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't greatly appreciated by some, and this really stands to take on a little bit of a persona for more family orientation issue.
Good. So not for kids, but it's not what you'd call that blue comedy that some people seem to do. No, it's not that. Vagabond Center is the location. Everybody knows where that is, in Lindora. And it's not this Saturday, but the following one, Saturday, October 26th. What about tickets, Dr. Stu?
Well, tickets are available at three locations locally, one Mays Music Shop, the Alliance for Nonprofit Resources downtown on Main Street, and at our office out by the Farm Show Grounds, 837 Evans City Road. So those three locations, there is an online ticket opportunity with no service charge. And you go online at www.butlerAMRotary.com or call 412-920-5653, and they'll direct you to the ability to purchase those tickets. We would advise, as the dates are drawing near, to consider buying a table, which would be eight tickets. If you purchase eight tickets, what happens is that you are then eligible to reserve a table so that we can put you in a position where if people have to come late or otherwise that table is reserved under a name, maybe a business or an individual, mm-hmm. and they will be noted, and we'll actually announce those folks that have contributed in that manner at the evening's event. And we're looking forward to hopefully people coming out with a group of people. Invite two or three of your friends and couples. Come out, sit down, have the table reserved. At the door, individual tickets are 50, but before pre-sale are 45.
But that includes now a dinner buffet, right?
Yeah, a dinner buffet, the appetizers. I just spoke with the folks providing that this morning, and they will have an ongoing salad bar, the meat trays, the cheese trays, and everything you could want to nibble on before. As well as stuffed chicken breast and another meat, I believe it's roast beef, and the potatoes and things like that. But all you can eat, it comes down to also, I think they're going to even decorate some of the cakes and little munchies for afterwards, desserts. They're kind of excited about it. They helped us last year. And a shout-out to those folks that are doing that because they did a fantastic job. They even decorated for us last year. So the mood setting is awesome.
Well, think about that. How much does it cost to go out to dinner these days? You get a dinner buffet, the refreshments, the appetizers, and a whole evening of entertainment, ghosts, and giggles. So it's mainly comedy. You call it a ghost because it's right before Halloween, huh?
Right. That was just something a year ago. I sort of picked that name just because it was catchy. We had everything in there from goblins to ghouls and things like that, but that seemed to have a good ring to it. And we wanted to make sure people remembered it from years past, that as we move forward with the fundraising, we'll set up a third annual, which actually is tentatively for October 24th next year, 2020. But we wanted something that would still be something people would recognize every year.
Catchy, yeah, for sure. We're talking with Dr. Stu Cerkosky. We need to take a quick break, so we'll do that, and we'll be back and pick up our conversation here on It's Your Turn on WISR in just a moment or so. One of our sponsors on the program today is the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler. They are this month celebrating their 16th anniversary of moving the Society of St. Vincent de Paul thrift store to the Greater Butler Mart, Route 8, just south of Butler, you know where it is. And boy, that's been great because they have a beautiful store there. And do keep in mind that every penny of the proceeds from the operation of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul thrift store stays here in Butler County. And it helps to fund the Society of St. Vincent de Paul food bank and also their client aid program, which come the end of the month can help a needy family with a doctor bill or a heating bill or whatever. And they do good stuff, these wonderful people at the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. You can donate items to the thrift store to help them raise money for the less fortunate. Or you might want to volunteer some time at the food bank or whatever. They'd love to have you. They do good stuff. The Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler, they like to say, we stand tallest when we stoop to help others. And by the way, on the 16th anniversary of their move, they'd really like to put out a big thank you to all of the businesses, companies, and the individuals who have volunteered to help them down through this past 16 years. Society of St. Vincent de Paul in Butler. We'll be right back.
Central Electric Cooperative understands that as Halloween approaches, we may be looking for scary things lurking around the corner. In your home, you need to be on the lookout for energy vampires, televisions, computers, cell phone chargers, and game consoles are all just a few of the culprits that could be sucking energy, even when they are turned off. While this can be frustrating, there are some steps you can take to stop energy vampires from sucking money out of your wallet. Unplug electronics you are not using. Use power strips and turn the strips off when items are not in use. Purchase smart power strips. These devices sense when computers or TVs are turned off and cut the power to related electronics. For more information on keeping your home energy efficient, please visit our website at www.central.coop. At Central Electric, safety is everyone's responsibility. My name is Bill Fessemeyer, and my personal safety goal is to never get complacent and always respect electric potential. What's yours? This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Dr. Stu Sierkowski from Care Chiropractic here in Butler on Evans City Road. Renfrew, but it's just outside of Butler. He's an active member of the A.M. Butler Rotary, and they're raising funds to finish off the renovation of the playground equipment at Butler Memorial Park. What else, Dr. Stu, has A.M. Butler Rotary accomplished over the years? It's a long list, isn't it?
It sure is. We're always out providing service above self, which is our motto. And among those receiving our support were the Weekend Backpack Program, BC3 Scholarships, Youth Leadership Training Programs, including RILA, which is the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, the Pennsylvania State Police Camp Cadet we support, Butler County Alliance for Children, and many, many other nonprofit groups annually through the years.
Well, I'm trying to think of it. Was it Paul Harris? Was that the founder of Rotary, Paul Harris, who came up with the service above self?
Well, in Paul Harris, actually, you get an award with the Paul Harris Service Award. One of the originators, yes, in the circumstance is that Paul Harris Awards are a special designation for those who, again, serve the motto, service above self. And it's a great honor to be identified as such. And in the years that I've been involved in Rotary, I've actually joined Rotary when I was 13.
Really?
Sure.
Wow.
Interestingly enough, my neighbor was a Rotarian, and I had worked for him over summers. And he said, we need a liaison between the school and students of your age group and the Rotary, because sometimes you lose touch. So they would invite me down to actually a meeting once a month. I'd get a free steak dinner at Mr. Steak on Rodi Road in Penn Hills. And the fun part about that was that I got to contribute to what I could see they were doing in our community back then. And then fast forward to, where we are now. And there are two Rotarian groups in Butler. And mentioning the PM Rotary does great things in and around our community, as well as, Richmar and all the other ones. You have to know that, there are a whole lot of people involved in Rotary. I mean, 1.2 million neighbors overall, and pretty much reaching everywhere in the world, providing services and things for people that are sustainable.
Yeah, I've seen the sign, the logo, and it always says Rotary International, so I'm assuming that it's all over the world.
It is, and we do projects in and close by. We have done the flower planting up right up here on Hanson's and at the corner. We do quite a bit in the area that you may not know about, but the people not necessarily looking to tout the fact that they do that. They just want to provide for the community, especially children.
You became a Rotarian when you were 13. I know that in your professional career, first getting your education and then in your practice, you moved around from place to place. Were you able to stay active at least a bit in Rotary when you were in different parts of the country?
Well, I always had connections, but in school and during school years, in college years, graduate school, I was not a formal member of the Rotary. But in the early 2000s, joined back in with Rotary here in Butler in the AM Rotary, because it was a morning club, a very vibrant group of people, a lot of fun-loving folks at 7 a.m. in the morning. So I invite everybody to join us at the Butler YMCA anytime they'd like to see what a service organization can do. I've been active ever since, and you just volunteer as much as you can and give what you can, but it's about reaching out to others.
Do you need a special invitation to become active in Rotary?
You've just received it. Anybody who'd like to, absolutely. Anybody who'd like to come and join us for breakfast Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. at the YMCA, you're more than welcome. They'll direct you to the room that we're in, but every Tuesday morning, we'd welcome any guest.
But it didn't used to be that way decades ago, right? I mean, so this is a...
Well, it's opened some doors, and originally it was more business owner only kind of scenarios. Back when I was 13, it was more business orientated only owners. But it's opened doors that, look, if you have a heart for help or helping others, then, you know, we'd love to have you with us.
And obviously it's men and women. There are incredibly active women Rotarians.
Oh, my, yes. So we have a great group of ladies and gentlemen that do... and follow the motto of service above self, and we applaud them all.
Do you have anything else coming up in the next few months past the second annual Ghosts and Giggles event a week from Saturday?
Well, we have our ice, Carved in Ice event. It's a festival downtown, and this year we've expanded it. It used to only be one day on a Saturday, but what we've done is we've opened it up for a Friday evening, February 21st and 22nd.
Oh, I haven't heard about that yet.
Absolutely. It's sort of an evening session preemptive of the day-long event on Saturday, and we're looking to expand and hopefully just open it up for folks that may be ending their day down in Butler and want to join us in the evening for, you know, some enjoyable kind of event or pre-event activities.
Is it going to be in Diamond Park again in February?
It will be, yeah. We'll have all the activities in around the Diamond Park area, and that evening or the Friday evening will include things like wines and spirits and things like that for those, again, who want to start the weekend by warming up a little bit.
That may be a happy accident, too, because the first Carved in Ice Festival, which was in February a few years ago, it turned out to be one of those spring days in February with the sunshine and temperatures in the 60s, and it was kind of hard to keep the ice from melting away. Maybe Friday evening would be dynamite.
Dynamite. We're looking forward to it. You know, and I will say that the DeMartini group who bring the ice to us, they actually put it in coolers overnight, or they wrap the ice, mm-hmm. and it lasts, you know, for several days even after the event. So we got really lucky that the weather had been so welcoming, and we had a fantastic turnout the first all the years. Really, we've gotten lucky for all of those years that people have come and turned out to Butler to support it. But you know what happens in Butler in the middle of February, and again, we wanted to do something that was a little more favorable for people getting up and out, and this has been a marvelous adjunctive to the Butler AM Rotaries, you know, commitment.
I imagine, if not already started, you will soon be looking for sponsorships of ice sculptures for the event coming up in February.
The wonderful part about Butler is that, you know, businesses and individuals really do step up when that is to help the region. And as I mentioned, all the things that we do, most of which stays right here in your backyard in Butler, it is a great opportunity to come out and help support.
So, getting back to Ghosts and Giggles, looping back to that, where can people get tickets, Dr. Stu?
Well, just to mention that, we have them, the tickets available at May's Music Shop on Jefferson, the Alliance for Nonprofit Resources on Main, and my office on Evans City Road past the Farm Show Grounds. And I want to mention that the evening will have several drawings. So for opportunities to help save the playground, we have a basket drawing, and we're accepting baskets if anybody would like to do so and donate one. We have a board drawing, which is a 1 in 30 chance to win $150, which is interesting. That continues all through the night. As the board gets filled, you start a new one. Mm-hmm. And an envelope drawing, which, you know, if you place anywhere from $1 to $20 in it, there's a multiplier that you can win 10 times. So you can win up to $200 just by dropping in something in an envelope. So those plus a 50-50, and new this year and kind of exciting and fun is a costume contest with two $100 cash prizes available for one individual costume and one couple's costume.
After all, this will be just a few days before Halloween.
Absolutely. So we are going to select a few folks that there'll be three judges. One will be a Rotarian, one will be a dignitary, and one will be someone from the crowd that will pick or choose that evening. And that way, you know, they can come up front, and as they parade across, they get to be chosen, and they have a $100 cash prize for the winners.
So. Good fun. Now, if you're not going to be in the neighborhood of May's Music Shop on East Jefferson Street or the Alliance for Nonprofit Resources on South Main downtown, or at Care Chiropractic on Evan City Road, 837 Evan City Road. You can get tickets online, right?
Yeah, and that has come to pass. Last year, actually, we had a service charge, and the Nonprofit Resources has stepped up and helped us with that this year. So it's no service charge to, you know, purchase tickets online at the www.butleramrotary.com, or you can contact us through actually the host's phone number at 412-920-5653. And, you know, we welcome any way that you'd like to purchase the tickets. If it's one ticket, if it's a table of eight. If you do the table of eight, again, you have the opportunity to reserve a table reservation for $25. And what that'll do is that we will assign a table to you, and you'll have that. So people needing to come and go have to come in late. They have other parties to attend. It's a great opportunity. And one more comment would be, it's a great opportunity also for businesses to, you know, if you want to do something for your group, or, you know, your business, or people that work with your friends, and they purchase a ticket, mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity for an evening out locally, whereby it's close, it's great food, great fun, great entertainment, and some camaraderie.
Nice that they don't have that service charge. And most online ticket sales tack that on.
You don't even know it until you...
Try ordering an online ticket from someplace in Pittsburgh, and you'll find out about that real fast. So the website again for online tickets is, make sure I have this correct, butleramrotary.com, right?
That's it.
Butleramrotary.com. We've been talking about the second annual, and it went so well last year, it's probably going to be an annual event for a while. The second annual Ghosts and Giggles, Butler AM Rotary Frightfully Funny Fundraiser, as they are continuing to raise money to benefit the Save the Playground Fund at Butler Memorial Park. And you do need some more funds to finish the job, right?
We do. The total is $190,000, and we are sitting at about $128,000 raised. So, you know, when we look at the big picture, this is we've asked for public support. So anybody that would even give a dollar, you know, we'll take it graciously and contribute directly to the actual fund to support the Save the Playground.
Do you hope to be able to wrap up the Save the Playground this coming construction season when the weather gets warm again this spring and summer?
We do. Third phase, you know, will be, you know, next year. And we're hoping that that will wrap up, you know, what we need to do to complete the project, along with the benches and the identification of the sponsors and the board that needs to be constructed.
Dr. Stu Sierkowski visiting with us today. Thanks, Dr. Stu, for coming in. Filling us in on this.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure. And hope to see you laughing on October the 26th.
And maybe winning the costume prize, too.
Who knows? That would
be a laugh. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a gathering of authors. And we're going to be talking to a couple of local authors, too. So stick around. A couple of minutes, we'll bring our new guests in, get them mic'd up and ready to go. We'll be back with more of It's Your Turn here on WISR right after these words. In today's fast-paced world, our lives get a whole lot easier when we trust experts. We trust people who know what they're doing. And when it comes to shipping, I trust Cullen Postal Butler. They're right off Newcastle Road on Shockey Lane, right behind King's and Villa Grande restaurants. It's easy, too. I just cruise on back, go say hello to the friendly folks inside, and they package my items for shipping. And that saves me a whole lot of time. If I'm trying to wrap my item, trying to find the right size box or the bubble wrap or the mailing labels, with Cullen Postal Butler, I know they provide quality service. They've got great prices. Most importantly, they are trustworthy. So I know that my package will go where I need it to go. That's Cullen Postal Butler, 140 Shockey Lane in the Shockey Mini Storage Complex, your friendly neighborhood shipping store, Cullen Postal Butler.
That frightening sound is one we hear quite often throughout the day. Our heart quickens and immediately we wonder what happened. A medical emergency can be frightening. Every tick of the clock crucial. And that's why Butler Ambulance Service is dedicated to be there with every ounce of care possible. Butler Ambulance Service is within minutes of providing you or a loved one with treatment and transportation. Call 282-9595 to find out more. Butler Ambulance Service is a phone call away from serving you.
Compassionate Certification Centers makes getting your medical marijuana card so easy. With 10 convenient locations, you're closer to getting your medical marijuana card than you think. Log on to cccregister.com for your appointment at either Butler, Carlisle, Clarion, Erie, downtown Pittsburgh, Kachanning, Natrona, the North Hills, or Washington. Call Compassionate Certification Center today to find out if you qualify at 888-316-9085. You can even send in your medical records for a free review before booking an appointment. That's 888-316-9085. 888-316-9085 or cccregister.org.
Looking for local trick-or-treat times? Head over to butlerradio.com and click on the flashing jack-o'-lantern banner to find a complete listing. Brought to you by West End Tire and Service, formerly Siemens Tire Service, now owned and operated by your friends at Battery Warehouse Plus.
Hop the bus, leave the driving up to us.
The
bus. We're going your way, getting there stops here. Just hop the bus, easy and economical. Just hop the bus, no car, no problem. The bus will get you there, 'cause that's what we do. Hop the bus, leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way.
Welcome back, good friends, and we're going to be talking with a couple of local authors on the next segment of the program, and we're going to be talking about a gathering of authors, an event that's coming up in another week or so. Let's say hello, first of all, to an acquaintance of some long-standing now. Bill Davis is with us. Bill, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
And Linda Davis is here, too. Linda, good
Hi,
to
Dave.
See you.
Good, yeah. Thank you.
And I meet a new friend today, and that's author Ron Kaiser. Ron, nice to meet you.
Dave, nice meeting you.
Yeah. So, first of all, before we talk about some of the works here, Bill, fill us in on a gathering of authors. This has happened before, right? This has become an annual event?
Numerous times.
Four.
Mm-hmm.
It started out with eight authors from Word Association Publishing, and my wife said that because some of the bookstores had closed, that she thought, where are authors going to go to speak about their books?
Yeah.
And she says, that's it, I've had enough. I'm going to start something myself. So Linda is responsible for the beginning of a gathering of authors. And the publishing firm, Word Association Publishers, they were kind of saying, well, we didn't have a chance to really do this. We didn't have the time. So could we more or less collaborate with you? And we said, sure. Well, now that eight authors has become 50, almost 60.
Mm.
And it's really grown. And it was something we never expected. It was just a thought at the time. And it started out with small groups, and now, for example, on the 24th of this month, we will be at Riverside Landing for the fourth time. And last time we had over 300 people that were there.
Wow.
We had 12 authors speaking, and then they have a backlist of authors, which is the authors that don't have a new book out but are still authors who have been published. They will be there also. And we decided to move it. It was in September. We decided to move it to October this year to see how it would go. And it's on the 24th. It is at Riverside Landing in Oakmont, which is right next to the Yacht Club, or next to the Greek Orthodox Church.
Easy to find. Huh?
Yes, very easy. Washington Street or Washington Avenue. And the doors open at 5:30.
5 o'clock, actually.
Excuse me, 5 o'clock. And the actual event begins at 6:30 with the authors, 12 of them, getting up to speak. There will be a professional guitar player there, Cash Barr. We are, because of the time of the year, we are going to be passing out little snack bags.
After all, it's almost Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be cookies from the Cookie Queen, who is also one of the authors, backlist authors, and obviously coffee. So, and it will go for probably 2 or 3 hours because of each author speaking, and there'll be a question and answer session and so on. It is an entire evening, free parking.
What do you pay for all this?
Free parking, free admission.
All right, can't beat that, huh?
And there will be probably close to a dozen gift certificate type items that will be raffled off, and you don't even have to pay for the tickets.
Oh, what a wonderful evening.
Yes.
I'm assuming, Ron Kaiser, that you are one of the authors who's going to be speaking.
Yes, I am. It will be my first go-round at this affair.
Mm-hmm. I am familiar with a book that you've written called Herbert's War. Is this your first book, Ron?
Yeah, that's my first one.
So give us a little bit of a thumbnail sketch about Herbert's War. First of all, it's a novel, I assume?
No, it's a nonfiction story.
It's a true story. It's nonfiction.
It's a true story.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, Herbert's War is not really a book about a war, per se. It's about a man by the name of Tony Herbert. I grew up with him, actually. We're both from Westmoreland County, a little coal town called Hermony.
I know where it is.
Oh, you're one of the few.
Yeah, there used to be a bakery there in Hermony.
Yeah, there was a bakery there.
Okay, see, you know, I wasn't lying.
And that was about it. A bakery and about 15 bars and clubs.
Well, I never was in any of the bars, but
that's where Tony grew up, and like all the kids at that time, he grew up during the Depression, and World War II came. And Tony, at age 14, decided he had to get into the fight, and he joined the Marines. How did he join the Marines?
Age 14?
Age 14. He joined the Marines. The way he got in, both Tony and I were altar boys, which is probably unbelievable to anybody listening that knows us. But we were both altar boys, and Father Kelly, who was a bit aggressive in partaking of sacramental wine during masses. By second mass, Father Kelly would have a bit of a buzz on, and Herbert figured out that was the time to approach him. So Tony went to him when he was 12, said he needed to get his baptismal certificate pushed up 4 years to make him 16 so that he could get a job and help his family. And there were a lot of poor families. Things were tough.
Sure.
The coal mines had closed up. And that's how he got in the Army. He took his baptismal certificate. The good father signed it. Took his forged baptismal certificate and went to the draft board. Instead of just trying to join up, he was smart. He went to the draft board first and apologized for not signing up at age 18, which was the law. The draft board lady chewed him out and gave him a hard time and how terrible he was and handed him a 1A draft card. He took the card, went off to Pittsburgh, joined the Marines, but they did catch him on his way to Parris Island.
Wow.
At 17, he went back into the Army, airborne, and that began a career that will probably, when you look through the book, is really unbelievable. He became, at age 20, America's most decorated soldier of the Korean War. President Truman brought him back. They had parades for him. He was a big hero. But the biggest thing is he loved the Army. That's all he ever wanted to be, was a soldier. And he was one of those very unusual soldiers in that he didn't win one medal and get a lot of heroic news about that. I think in Korea he won something. He went AWOL, first of all, from a radio repair unit to go to the front lines to fight. He fought with the Turks for about 6 months, so there was no record of his fight and what he did. He was shot or bayoneted 11 times. He won 4 silver stars, a half a dozen bronze stars, numerous weapons, and numerous awards. When they brought him back, President Truman brought him back, and then he became a celebrity. and quickly rose through the ranks to become a lieutenant colonel. And off to Vietnam he went, and that's where most of this story takes covers, because in Vietnam he continued to, he was unique as a lieutenant colonel. He was a battalion commander. And the New York Times, I'll read it here, called him one of the best, if not the best, combat commanders in the whole damn army. This Western Pennsylvania Senator coal miner, whose career and military record was utterly destroyed, because guess what he was? A whistleblower. We sure do hear about whistleblowers today.
Yeah.
Herbert got into a battle with the army that he loved simply because they refused to act on war crimes. My Lai had happened, and Herbert saw a young Vietnamese mother get her throat slashed while her two little kids hung onto her legs. And he reported it and wanted it stopped, and the army covered it up. And thus began the saga, which led to this book.
We're talking, for listeners who may have joined us a little bit late, maybe you just jumped in the car, who's on with Dave today, Ron Kaiser, who is the author of Herbert's War, and he's going to be one of, Bill Davis, you said 12 authors will 12, be on the dais?
12 speaking authors, and then there's a list of backlists, as they say, backlist authors, which are authors also from Word Association Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
But the 12 up front speaking will be the people with their newest books out. The backlist is authors that obviously are just as good, but they don't have anything new out right now, so we're highlighting the neither new authors or authors with new books.
Mm-hmm. And these other back, they may have spoken before
previous years.
So you'll have to be pretty concise if there are going to be 12 of you. You probably only have, what, 5 or 6 minutes to talk about your book. Huh?
About 5 minutes. Yeah. The Herbert story is a pretty interesting story because, as you'll see, it involves 60 Minutes, Mike Wallace, and CBS.
Was he on 60 Minutes? Tony Herbert?
Whoa, yeah, that's the
really?
Crux of the book. Well, what happened was Herbert was a big war hero, and when he accused the Army of cover-up in Vietnam, he was forced out of the Army. So when he came out of the Army offered him a deal. Actually, it's amazing that Herbert refused to take any deals from the Army to shut up. The Secretary of the Army personally brought Herbert to Washington, D.C. and said, we're going to promote you to full colonel. We're going to give you this kind of a deal. You're going to run this special group of generals, and he was only a colonel, light colonel, and Herbert said no. Funny thing about that story, though, the Army believing, and the Secretary of the Army believing Herbert would accept the deal to shut up about the war crimes that he witnessed, sent out a news release, and the news release ran in all the papers across the country saying Nixon approves full colonel for Herb, war hero, and so forth and so on. And I have the whole piece in the book. But then along came Mike Wallace in 60 Minutes, and you do CBS News and so forth, right?
Yes, we're a CBS Radio News affiliate.
Well, this is going to excite their attorneys because Herbert, Mike Wallace decided to do a story on Herbert, called The Selling of Colonel Herbert. I can't get into all of it because it's much too long, but basically Mike Wallace set out to prove Herbert a liar. Why? Well, the backstory is that Wallace was offered the communications director job in the Nixon White House. He was a good friend of Nixon's. And Nixon wanted Herbert shot up, and Herbert appears in the Nixon tapes. Because Herbert was going on the Dick Cavett show, and so they said, can't we do something to stop this Cavett guy? So they did 60 Minutes. They said Herbert lied about some... Herbert wrote a book called Soldier that became a bestseller, and they said Herbert lied in the book about some incidents such as he put a major on, up for Silver Star, and a major, and Mike Wallace brought the major on in an ambush, who said, no, he didn't put me up for Silver Star. Long story short, there's a letter in here that that major wrote to his wife where he said, I've been put up for the Silver Star, and I have the actual letter.
Wow.
But we have a lot of documentation because Herbert then sued 60 Minutes, and everybody had to give depositions. So the whole book uses their words to build the case of what happened.
What a story.
Huh? Great story.
What? If that doesn't make you want to read Herbert's War, I don't know what will. Your book is in print. Is it available?
Yes, it's available. You can get it by calling 1-800-827-7903. That's the publisher, Word Association.
Mm-hmm.
1-800-827-7903. But simpler, just go on and Google herbertswar.com and go to the website, and you'll see the story about Herbert, and you'll be able to buy the book on the website. Mm-hmm. The website is up and operating, and it's herbertswar.com.
What a story. We have to take a break. I want to talk a little bit more with Bill and with Linda here, too, on the It's Your Turn program on WISR, so we'll take a break and be back after these words.
The Battery Warehouse Plus family is proud to announce the opening of West End Tire and Service, formerly Seaman Tire Services. Keeping commerce alive in Butler is important, and at West End Tire and Service, they vow to keep the same great people and great service that Seaman's provided for years by offering a vast selection of tires, installation, and service. West End Tire and Service is looking forward to serving the community and expanding their service offerings in the near future. Stop by West End Tire and Service, 459 West Cunningham Street in Butler, or call 724-287-6973.
Hi, this is Howie Pinckney with Pinckney Capital Management in Portersville. Today, many people need help managing their investments. The investment options available today can be confusing. If you would like to talk to someone for help, why not call me for an appointment? Howie Pinckney at Pinckney Capital Management, 1284 Perry Highway, Portersville, Pennsylvania. My telephone number is 724-368-4224. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
In 2019, Tri-Rivers celebrates 25 years as your Butler neighbor, providing exceptional musculoskeletal care in the community.
I'm Dr. Scott Rainey, an orthopedic back and neck surgeon at Tri-Rivers. Whether I'm in the office treating patients for conditions such as cervical or lumbar stenosis, or in the operating room performing innovative procedures like disc replacements, I'm proud to care for patients in the Butler community. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
Welcome your fall morning with the best fall breakfast at Michael's Restaurant. In the fall, mornings are chilly and you just don't want to get up. But head to Michael's Restaurant and savor their pumpkin pancakes, cornmeal mush, or their popular buckwheat pancakes. Breakfast lovers, it's worth getting out of bed for. I promise.
It's time to celebrate the fall season with supplies from Osterling's Lawn and Garden. They have a huge selection of fall and Halloween decorations like pumpkins, corn stalks, and mums. Their fall flower bulbs are in, including the ice cream tulip, tulip mixes, crocus, and more. This time of year is great to plant grass seed, lime, and fertilize your lawn. And they have Lignetics hardwood pellets in stock to help keep the heat on for those cool fall nights. Kick off the fall season at Osterling's Lawn and Garden, where they'll have everything you'll need at a great price.
Welcome back, good friends. We're talking about a gathering of authors, an event that's going to be coming up next Thursday. That's a week from tonight. It's Thursday the 24th in Oakmont at Riverside Landing in Oakmont. Bill Davis is here. We've chatted with Bill before because he is a local author as well, who has had several books published, and I understand that you got a new one here, Bill.
Yes. As I've told you before, Clive Alliston Mystery Series is three books, The mm-hmm. Forever Man, Tale of the Scorpion, and The Ticketmaster, Return of the Forever Man. It is a loosely written trilogy about a Butler County sheriff, Clive Alliston. He is fictitious, And he is in the fictitious town of Smith Falls, PA, which also is a fictitious name.
But we know where it is.
We based it on Saxonburg.
Yes.
And in the first book, The Forever Man, he is after a serial killer. In the second, it is a book that I originally wrote between high school and college. He is helping a family called the Fallons save two of their children because of a national disaster, and that national disaster was a terrorist attack on America. Mm. I wrote that back then. Of course, it was the communists at the time. And I updated it to a second attack after 9/11, which, thank the Lord, hasn't happened yet. And in that book, he not only takes care of what he has to do, but he thinks back about the first one, The Forever Man, why he feels that something's not quite right. Third book is The Ticketmaster, Return of the Forever Man. It did come back. It came back different, and it came back worse. And most people who have read the three books say, I had no idea what was going on in the background. I said, that's fine, because Sheriff Alliston didn't either. Now, the fourth book, which has been delayed, it's called Lady Lethal. It is about Sheriff Alliston, but it is not connected directly to the first three. It's a standalone.
Mm-hmm.
People who have read the series think that Sheriff Alliston had a lot of trouble on his hands in the first three. Wait till he meets her. And it has had a couple delays. My wife was in the hospital for about a week or 10 days. We were in an automobile accident after that. My editor is not well. She had to back away from the project, so we're in the process of looking for another editor. But it gave me time to rethink the story itself. I have decided to do a partial rewrite, and I'm glad I did, because there's a twist near the end of the book that nobody, I hope, will have figured out. And I think I found a better way to twist it.
We'll be looking for Lady... Will the title still be the same?
Lady Lethal.
Lady Lethal.
Whispers.
Keep us posted.
Whispers.
I know when I chatted with you, it might be the first time we ever talked with the Forever Man. I had a call 5 minutes after you guys left from a woman who said, I have to have that book. I want to read that book. By the way, if you're looking for... I call him Bill Davis... and you're looking online, please see William Davis.
The third.
Yeah, because if you don't do it that way, you're going to get 15,000 other Bill Davises. So see William Davis, the third author, or see William Davis, author, and you'll get your...
Also, there is another book, and it was a side project. It was also my wife, Linda, here, who is my business manager, was pushing me to do. It's called Whispers, Echoes, and Wisps of the Wind. It is a book of seven short stories, which are slightly mystical or magical. They're on the fence. Could they have happened in real life? Maybe not. They are feel-good, uplifting, and very surprise endings. As I said, it was a side project, and she was right. I ended up winning the Taz Literary Award for it. So I have written four books, three in the series, and the short stories, and this next book, Lady Lethal, will be book five.
Magical realism is a technique used by a lot of famous authors, especially some South American authors. Good stuff. So what about Ron Kaiser? You got another book in you, Ron, or is this it?
Yeah, funny story about that. I have a good friend who is a literary agent in New York, and when I told him I was writing this book, he said, you know, Ron, I have to warn you, at your age, it might go against you writing a book. I said, why? And he said, well, publishers like to get three or four books out of a writer. And you know, at your age, the odds, you won't get that many books. So when I started to write this book, I wrote four. So I have four books finished, two fiction and two nonfiction.
Well, Andy,
this is the first release.
Andy Rooney was 94, and he was still writing books.
I totally agree, and I'm way up there, and I have four books finished, and I'm going to release them one by one. So, and I wrote a fiction book. I just sat down one day and started writing out of my head, and I enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed writing it, because I never knew what was going to happen next either.
What did you do in life before you started writing, Aaron?
Spent about 50 years in the advertising business with my own agency. Years ago, I used to buy these stations here.
You might have dealt with us here at WISR back in the day.
Yes, back in the day. Well, I did West Penn Power at Sheets. I did all the Sheets stuff for their first advertising and so on. And yeah, I'm very familiar. I'm an old radio man. I like radio, and I particularly like local radio. It's kind of the last bastion of these kind of shows.
Yeah, so do we. We like local radio, too.
I bet you do.
So you were familiar, if you were not, you were familiar with writing. So it wasn't totally out in left field.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it was a different world, let me tell you. Writing commercials, I had to write 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 29 and three-quarter seconds. Had to get everything in that little condensed period. And so when I decided to sit and write a book, I thought, that'll be easy. I mean, no restrictions, I just write. And I remember at year one, I spent a year writing the first book, and I came upstairs, I write in the basement where I've been relegated, and I said, well, it's done. And then I sat down and read this piece of junk that I wrote. And 9 years later, after about 10 rewrites, I finally think I got it right. It's a whole different world writing a book, and it's a lot of hard work. But I loved the journey. I loved writing the book better than I've ever done anything else.
The title of Ron's book is Herbert's War, Tony Herbert, Herbert's War, and it's Ronald Kaiser, K-A-I-S-E-R. Can we review the details of a gathering of authors here? Is our time begins to run short. People will have joined us midstream here, Bill Davis.
Yes. I would like to emphasize to everyone out there, yes, Oakmont is in Allegheny County, but if you are in any of the surrounding counties and you love literature, if you like to read, if you like a good story and a lot of really good authors, we have such a diverse crew of authors there. Anything fiction, nonfiction. There is a pastor who wrote about his church in Lower Borough, and it's a lot of it's about the history of New Kensington, Lower Borough. There is, of course, myself. There is so many different. Rachel has written a fiction book called A Tale of Two Brothers, which is about it's a story of dragons, and it's oriented toward I'll say 8 to 15 years old.
They're big on dragons.
And, yeah. She started this book when she was very young. She's just now, I believe, 15 or 16. She's a published author. There are so many actually unbelievable books. The talent that is out there that we have been fortunate enough to be associated with is just absolutely unbelievable. And about 20-some of them will be there. There will be, as I had explained before, it's an entire evening. It doesn't cost you anything unless you decide you want to buy some books. You even have a chance to win some gift certificates. There's nothing charged for parking or entrance. There's going to be a photographer there if you want your picture taken with some of the authors. It is just a very, very great evening. And I want to emphasize again that the lady sitting here next to me is, this was a thought that she had quite a few years ago, and wow, where it has gone since then.
Could you have imagined that, Linda, whenever this idea first popped into your head?
Never.
That this would take off?
No, yeah. But I'm very proud of it. I must say, I do pat myself on the back because I'm just extremely, extremely blessed. But of course, we have great sponsors as Word Association publishers, and that's Tom
They're based
and Francine.
In Tarentum, by the way.
Yeah, Tom Word and Francine Costello in Tarentum, PA. Mm-hmm. Very close to us.
I get a special treat. I'm a reader. I love to read. But I get a special treat out of reading a book that's written by a local person or a person in our area. You know, I think that adds something.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we have to go. Ron Kaiser, nice to meet you.
Nice
what
meeting you.
What a wonderful
you.
Story
you
tell here about Tony Herbert and Herbert's War. And it's always nice to see Bill and Linda.
You too. Thank
Good
you.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Always.
Yeah, let me know about Lethal Lady.
We're hoping for a release in the spring.
I got it backwards, didn't I? It's Lady Lethal.
Lady Lethal. Lady.
Okay. Well, good to see you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That wraps up our program for today. Stay warm, stay dry, and hope to see you tomorrow at 12:30 for the Friday edition of It's Your Turn.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.